17 years on from 9/11, more than 1,000 families of those who died in the attack are pushing ahead with legal action against Saudi Arabia, the country from which most of the terrorists originated. Saudi Arabia has denied allegations that it helped plan the 9/11 terror attacks. Last week, the US Senate passed unopposed a bipartisan motion calling on President Donald Trump to release classified information in the 9/11 investigation. Damien Carrick has more.
Mr. President, shortly I will move for unanimous consent to pass Senate Resolution 610, urging the release of information regarding the September 11 terrorist attacks upon the United States. It is a bipartisan resolution.
That's Democrat Senator Richard Blumenthal addressing the US Senate last Wednesday. Megan Bennett, a partner with Crindler & Crindler, acts for the plaintiffs. She says this information would be hugely important to their case.
Well, as some people may know, 20 of the, you know, of the 20 hijackers, most of them held Saudi passports, which is not the reason why we're suing Saudi Arabia, but was certainly the first indication that there was some Saudi connection. As the 9/11 Commission report revealed, there were some important ties to fairly senior officials within the Saudi government based in the U.S. who had contact with some of those hijackers in the years and months leading up to 9/11. And we believe that it was the support within the Saudi government for those hijackers that was critical in the planning and the execution of the 9/11 attacks, and that they could not have happened without official support from within the Saudi government.
In his address to the US Senate last week, Richard Blumenthal reminded his fellow senators of the ongoing feud between the White House and Capitol Hill.
Following our successful efforts in 2016 to enact the Justice Against Sponsors of Terrorism Act, also known as JASTA, the families of 9/11 victims who perished earned the right to have their day in court. We believe they also earn a right to the necessary federal government archived investigative files on the Qaeda terrorists and the foreign nationals who may have assisted them. As much as we expected justice, the federal government denied them those records and documents that are vital to their cause.
The Trump administration is widely expected to ignore the Senate motion. While Congress and the Senate are supportive, successive presidents have been deeply hostile to JASTA. Professor Jimmy Garrulli is based at Notre Dame University.
President Obama, the Obama administration, have taken the position that this legislation would substantially strain diplomatic relations between the United States and the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. The Obama administration maintained that Saudi Arabia was a very important partner in the effort to counter international terrorism, acts of international terrorism, including those perpetrated by Al-Qaeda and terrorist organizations related to Al-Qaeda. And the fear was that this legislation would undermine that important diplomatic relationship.
Lawyer Megan Bennett accepts that the US government is in a bind in trying to balance bilateral relations with its obligations to its own citizens.
For sure. I think that this is, it's difficult, I understand, for the executive branch, which is responsible for diplomatic relations, for foreign relations. At the same time, the elected representatives of the people are demanding answers into what the government knows. This isn't even asking Saudi Arabia for information. This is what our own government knows about who was behind the 9/11 attacks. There's no reasonable basis to withhold the information from the American people or the Australian people. Any of the families of the victims of the 9/11 attacks should want to have access to this information.
It's a fight that's been going on for a long time. Lawyer Megan Bennett speaking with Damien Carrick, and you can hear more of that story and that clash between the White House and Capitol Hill on the Law Report with Damien this afternoon at 5:30, right here on RN, or of course anytime you like on the ABC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.